Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Marie Bolaños in San Francisco. California's snowpack is at 208% of normal for this time of year. KQED's Ezra David Romero explains that when it comes to water supplies, all this snow is very good news.
If it sounds like there's a lot of snow in the Sierra Nevada right now, there is.
We've got an absolute ton of snow up here.
Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist with UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab. All the snow might melt into reservoirs. In recent years, heat waves have melted the snowpack early, and mountains sucked up much of that water.
Right now, we're in much better shape. Even if we hit dry conditions, assuming we don't get a lot of warm temperatures that go with them, we should be able to have at least an average, if not an above average snowpack going into March and April.
Snow surveys are conducted through April 1st. That's when we'll know just how good California has it this year. For the California Report, I'm Ezra David Romero.
California has released its own plan on how to share water with six other states from the Colorado River. In a letter to the federal government, California described how states could save millions of acre feet of water by reducing the amount taken out of Lake Mead, a key reservoir on the river. Arizona and Nevada would bear the brunt of those cuts, but the plan does not account for water lost to evaporation, a move sought by the other states. That would mean major cuts for California, which has the largest allocation of water from the Colorado River. The states missed the January 31st deadline from the federal government on coming to an agreement on a water conservation plan. Federal officials are expected to release their own draft plan at the end of next month, and a final decision will likely come this summer. Thieves have stolen more than $35 million from some of the state's most vulnerable residents. Because the debit cards California used to send financial assistance are too easy to exploit. Now the state is trying to make it easier for those theft victims to get their money back. CalMatters' Jeannie Kwong has the details.
I spoke with multiple people who had their benefits drained more than once, sometimes minutes after the funds hit their accounts. For some, it took weeks to get the money replaced, a delay that can mean being short on grocery money or falling behind on rent. Now, the state has reduced the number of steps victims have to take to replace the stolen benefits. But the main problem is that electronic benefits cards don't have security chips, which have been a consumer protection standard for years. And it's still unclear when the state will make that upgrade, since lawmakers have to approve budget funding first.
That's CalMatters' Jeannie Kwong. As Californians continue to process the series of mass shootings up and down the state, the small community of Goshen in the Central Valley remains shaken by the brutal murders of six family members 2 weeks ago. As KQED's Alex Hall reports, neighbors say they fear further violence.
It's been quiet in Goshen, except for the kids throwing a football in the street, or momentarily entertained by a rooster let loose from a yard. These days, most people stay inside. 2 weeks ago, in this grid of houses in an industrial area off Highway 99 near Visalia, unknown gunmen shot six family members dead, including a 16-year-old girl and her 10-month-old son. Since then, there's been more shootings.
Seven people died in a mass shooting in the northern
Eight
California
people
city
of shot California. In Oakland. One person has
three
died.
People were killed, four others wounded.
This is now the fourth mass shooting with
But unlike California's other recent mass shootings, this one involved five generations in a single household. Here in Goshen, there have been no arrests. Outside the house on Harvest Avenue, the street is blocked off by crime scene tape and road closed signs. Two sheriff's office patrol vehicles stay parked in the driveway while deputies keep watch. Across the street, there's a small wooden cross and votive candles next to the curb, a small vigil to the victims. A neighbor several doors down who asked not to be named says this is where she saw 16-year-old Alyssa Parraz slumped over her baby the morning of the shooting.
And I will tell you, we are very close.
At a press conference Monday, Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreaux said officers were days away from making an arrest. He pointed to maps showing drug trafficking distribution routes along California's highways and areas of heightened gang activity throughout the valley.
The investigators strongly believe the shooters in this case are gang-related from the Central Valley.
Boudreaux also said Alyssa's 10-month-old baby, Nicholas, had been in foster care until 3 days before the shooting. The reward money for information related to the murders has doubled from $10,000 to more than $20,000.
How's it going?
Good,
how's it? Good.
But many residents say they don't want to talk about the shooting. Whoever did this could still be close by, watching, they say. If the Parraz family was targeted, who's to say their family won't be next? One neighbor, standing on his porch, initially agreed to be interviewed, but then changed his mind, saying his mother told him it's too dangerous. Better to act like we don't know anything, didn't see anything. We don't know who could be connected, he said, before a woman behind him yelled to get back inside the house.
After all this, I'm really considering moving up with my son in Oregon.
Eva Marquez says she grew up in Goshen, and the neighborhood was pretty calm, with the exception of a neighbor whose house she says was raided by police. But nothing like this.
But when it's this close to home, that makes you want to say, get the hell out.
Another man standing in his yard wearing a cowboy hat said he saw detectives and DEA agents at the house where the shooting took place, and that officers retrieved video from the security cameras at his house. He said if someone was watching and saw him talking to a reporter, they might think he was talking to the police. He added in Spanish, hablar es buscar la muerte. To speak is to go looking for death. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Goshen.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, February 1st. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm your host, Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Hint, fruit-infused water in over 25 flavors like watermelon, pineapple, and blackberry. No sweeteners, no calories, in stores or delivered from drinkhint.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines their pursuit of good health. On the web at chcf.org/LBCA. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy includes Schmidt Futures, which bets early on exceptional people making the world better, on the web at schmidtfutures.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.